Los Angeles friendos, join Going In Raw as we go live on stage with Wrestling With Regrets' Brian Zane September 24th at the Nerdist Showroom in L.A. The link to tickets is in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, Brando, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you're going to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, be sure to hit that subscription button. Oh, man, Larson, we're so close to 182,000.
Oh, yeah. How far away are we?
We're on the road. We're like 170 or 180 away.
Really?
We're on the road to 182,000. This is very exciting, Larson.
I would have thought we had gotten there by now because we got a bunch of new subscribers.
We're going to have ourselves like a pizza party, like
187. Sorry.
Very exciting. Gonna have a pizza party, a live stream.
Yeah, all that stuff.
All that good stuff when we hit 182, because I don't think we've done that. Well, there was that one time, but that was a YouTube glitch.
Yeah, that was a good day.
So, and if you're on the iTunes podcast app, be sure to, if you want to support the show, write a review. I'm going to try to start compiling the names of all the reviewers.
Great idea.
And listing them off. Speaking of contributing to the show, you can also do that on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Right now, I'm going to read off the names of the new pledges that we've gotten since last week on the Patreon, since I think it's a great thing when people support Going In Raw. All right, here we go. Joseph Adair Jr., Raymond Bostaff, Christopher Anderson, Antti Hamalainen, Cliffardo, Shane the Cupcake Killer, Killebrew, Boudrix, Thomas Baker, Chris Burns, Dick Trebuchet, Hard for Heresy, Landmaster 2911, Rozzy, El Ingobernable, Eddie Camaro, Eater of Tacos, and Stephen Britland, thank you very much. We have a bevy of reward tiers at the Patreon. We've got our friendos watching right now, a total of 55 people watching right now.
Yes.
And
welcome everybody, thank you,
hanging out in chat, talking to us before the show, after the show, and on Wednesdays participating in
chat trivia.
That's right, I got to send the first batch of chat trivia winners their swag.
Yeah.
Very soon this
notes.
Week.
It's just notes, right?
Notes, maybe a sticker.
Oh.
I don't know, some other crap.
Yeah.
We're also available at Pro Wrestling Tees. The sale is over, but we sold quite a few shirts.
Yes, we did.
During the Labor Day sale, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw, but we still have some great designs we have to figure out. We might be able to four more designs.
Yeah, that'd be cool. We should find out.
We should whip up like 8 designs and then have the patrons decide.
Well, one of them's for sure going to go up.
Decide.
People want it for a long time, Steve. People want the cold water Larson.
They
want
to see it. You know, you should do 8 cold water designs
okay. And
see which one wins.
Okay.
That's a lot of designs. Maybe just do 4. I'll do 1.
4 cold
Can
water
Can I do
designs?
1?
No, they're
and
all
then
me.
You could do 3?
No, it's all me.
They're all you.
It's my shirt. Let me design it.
We should talk about Raw.
I don't tell you how to design your Mecha Santa shirt, do I? It's your character. You can do whatever you want.
You couldn't design something that good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge.
Didn't I do fun wrestling?
Yeah, that was your peak. That was your peak. It was a really good one.
It was good.
That was a really good design.
I know.
Excellent logo. Vision.
I'll release a shirt of the 24-karat stream coin.
Oh, that's really good, too. That'd be really good. Probably wouldn't sell. Nobody bought Shower Me With Gold, I don't think.
I know.
You know, take that one. Well, yes, we got to ask them. Can we take some of those lumps down?
Like In Your Hoss?
In Your Hoss. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, it was very limited, topical. Topically, very limited.
Correct me out. When people want release. People ask us, they say, you know, hey, Steven Larson, we want, you know, I don't know, like little in-jokes here and there. Make sure of that. Listen, can't make sure of everything, people.
Nope.
Because people have said that before. Hey, make a shirt of that. And then I do, and I don't buy it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And then we can't do any more shirts that people might actually buy.
Let's talk about
Raw.
Wow. Besides a couple of low points, this is a really good episode.
Really? I thought after the first hour, it really slowed down.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was great. A lot of good stuff going on in this one, man.
I thought once it hit...
How's that main event? You don't like that main event?
No, that was good.
It was a great main event.
But from like Enzo's promo...
Yeah.
Till the main event.
Oh, I like the women's stuff.
I mean, it was good. And I got the storytelling.
And I got yet another new theme song.
But, I mean, like everything up until the Enzo promo... And then you got the women's match and the main event, but everything else I kind of could have kind of done without.
Well, there were some good high points.
Yeah.
Start off with John Cena versus Jason Jordan. They kicked it off with a match. This is a good match.
It was a really good match. Jason Jordan always delivers in the ring.
How do you not like this match?
It's 20 minutes, too.
It's a good match. I know. It was like a pay-per-view quality match.
It was. Jason Jordan, if they can just work out a character for him,
yeah,
heel or face, yeah, something that he feels comfortable with that he can really go with, he's going to be massive.
He needs to lower his voice.
Well, just don't. But it's got to seem natural. He can't just. Oh, hey, I'm Jason Jordan, everybody.
No, I think it'd be kind of cool if he did that.
How you doing, guys?
What if he spoke through some sort of thing? You know, they interview someone.
How you doing?
No, they interview someone. They don't want to like.
Oh,
their
like
identity
witness,
be known,
like a witness thing. Yeah, yeah, that'd be good
he
too.
Lower his voice
hey,
like that.
Hey, I was walking down the street and I saw a guy kill a guy in the face.
He killed him in the face.
That could be his voice, huh? You want it that low?
That's his new gimmick. His new witness protection guy. He's silhouetted all the time, but he puts on great matches. Anyways, this was a great match. John Cena, of course, lol wins, but not without plenty of drama. I think this is one of those matches where John Cena's like, you know what? This kid, he can go places.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him a good opportunity here.
Yeah. Give him a good showing.
Put on a good match. I'm not going to lull at him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he did that. Cena went over with an AA. And then out comes, Bennett. Boring.
Roman Reigns. And yeah, he has a mic, unfortunately. so he starts talking.
Yeah, that happened.
There was some kind of awkward banter about Roman's zipper being down.
Yeah, he said he had a big dog.
He goes, oh, yeah, broke on the way. Big dog.
That was pretty funny.
It was. I kind of
like that, yeah.
And then Cena says, well, I was just looking for your testicles.
You know, sometimes you don't have to come back, Cena. That's the thing. Because here's the thing. This doesn't have to be a sparring session always. It's supposed to be an encounter between two fictional characters. And so when Roman Reigns says something like, it broke on the way, big dog, which is a pretty funny line.
That's how he said it. Big dog.
Big dog. Cena had to say, oh, I couldn't. I was looking for your balls. We don't have any. And then Roman said, you would be looking for my balls. So it's not Bradshaw rolling up on a guy in the shower. That's why I brought Brad. The real reason why Bradshaw left SmackDown. Nobody guys for me to roll up on in the shower.
Start washing their butt crack, huh?
Oh, I saw there was a hidden camera in that shower. I'm really curious to know the details.
Wasn't he in like his chaps or something?
That's the story, but who knows, man?
Oh, that's so weird.
I'll have to go back and listen to Edge talk about that. Anyways.
The segment concluded with Cena. Big dog. With Cena
ripped him again. I feel like Roman Reigns is kind of nervous when he's in there with Cena.
He is, but at the end, Cena more or less challenged him, and then Reigns says, all right, let's do it. Let's fight.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Who here wants to see us fight?
Yeah.
And then Cena just kind of smirked and leaned back against the ropes.
You know, that was the most effective way of if somebody's going to punk out of a fight, basically, just leaning back and smirking against the ropes. That'd be my way of doing it. Like, if it was my character, that's how I would do it.
Well, if like you really want it, you can come over here.
I know, exactly.
But I'm not going to make the first move.
No, I kind of liked it, though. I kind of liked it. He called John Cena out on his bluff, basically, and said, I'm ready to throw right now. And Cena just went, And anyways. John Cena, we share not only kind of a similar face, although mine is much rounder, but we also share this going on back here. It's disappearing. Because we're like the same age.
Yeah, I wonder what...
How old Cena? Is he 40 by now?
I don't think so. I think he's late 30s.
Oh, okay. So he's around our age.
Yeah, he's got to be growing his hair out for a movie.
He has to be. Because, man, it does not look... It does not... It's not a good look for him.
I think so long as you ignore this, it looks good.
Yeah. No.
It kind of harkens back to young Cena.
The sides are too much. It's too bushy, man. You got to clean it up, man.
Well, we don't know how long he needs to grow it.
Yeah.
I mean, he really needs to grow it out. We don't know these things.
Yeah.
We don't know, Steve.
I don't know, man.
Next, Sheamus and Cesaro took on Heath Slater and Rhino. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose were on commentary.
Yeah, so this
kind
whole,
of a squash match.
This whole thing.
Rhino had some good offense.
I could see what you're saying with the, and I could totally be, here's the thing. I love Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I do too.
I think I like Dean Ambrose. I like him better when he's with Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of, I'm not really feeling the whole tag team title run with them.
No.
It feels like they're, it feels too much like they're on autopilot.
You know what it is for me? And it has not, it's less to do with Seth and Dean. Sheamus and Cesaro have been, you know, either one or two in the tag division for a long time. And I don't feel like they're really adding anything to their characters.
Mm-hmm.
They're just adding more patches to their jackets.
Yeah.
And it was actually kind of funny when Seth and Dean were making fun of their name. It's like, what is this thumb thing? Is it good or bad? Declare, essentially. That was funny.
Yeah, that was good.
And that's what I mean. It's like, okay, what does that mean?
Yeah.
This is the bar?
The bar's here.
Does that just mean it's neither good nor bad? It's just there?
They're Thebar.
Oh, yeah, Thebar.
They're Thebar.
So it's like I don't feel like they're adding any layers to Sheamus and Cesaro if Dean and Seth were feuding with the Revival.
Yeah.
This could be really awesome.
Yeah.
But Sheamus and Cesaro are just kind of there now. They're just generic heel tag team.
I don't detect any, you know, you want your protagonist to feel the heat, you know, to feel like they're afraid of something.
Yeah.
And
well, the Sheamus and Cesaro give him no reason to be afraid about anything.
I know, but I don't know that. I mean, it's two former WWE champions together, and they sort of laugh off everything, but they're not like heels laugh off things. Like, if you're the face, you shouldn't really be laughing off things. At least if you want people to be engaged with, oh my gosh, they're going to lose those titles. Well, no, they're not.
How about this? I think I brought this up before. After they beat Sheamus and Cesaro again, bring up Authors of Pain.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Like, give them a threat unlike anything they've ever seen before. Two guys who just, like, literally mutilate. Like, mm-hmm. You know, they both, I don't know, handcuff Seth Rollins to the ring ropes and just start mutilating Dean Ambrose. You know, something like that. That'd be fantastic. But you're right about Sheamus and Cesaro. It's just they're kind of clownish, you know?
Yeah. Yes. But anyways, Sheamus pinned Rhino after a brogue kick.
Mm-hmm.
An okay match. Rhino got some offense. Heath Slater just got beat up the whole time.
Yeah, pretty much.
After that, the Hardys were interviewed.
Yeah.
Matt is still sprinkling in some broken references.
Sprinkling in? He's going pretty heavy. He's like, oh, my brother's about to go solo. I'm just going to do it. Wonderful.
Well, he'll start off.
He needs to sign an indemnification thing or something, you know? Or what? Yeah, what is it like when you... You tell the WWE, hey, look, I will take on full responsibility for the broken lawsuit that will happen.
Indemnify the WWE. They won't be subject to liability.
Right, exactly. Yeah, liability waiver. What was that thing, they signed for that unsanctioned match? The
Hold Harmless Agreement.
Hold Harmless Agreement. He needs to sign one of those things for the broken IP. Go with it. Because Jeff Hardy's going solo. I was literally watching that first episode of Raw for the Ruthless Aggression for Going In Review. And they had the exact same conversation. That's when they decided to go solo. And it was like, but there was like super young and mellow back then.
Yeah.
They were like mumbling to each other.
Jeff Hardy's really improved on the mic.
Oh, he seems so comfortable. Absolutely. Murray, he's like 40 years old. He should.
I know. 20 years ago or 15 years ago, he seemed kind of self-conscious.
He would just mumble
awkward.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that led to the match for the Intercontinental title between Jeff Hardy and The Miz. The Miztourage got involved a little bit or tried to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Both them and Matt Hardy ejected from the ringside area.
Man, I'd love to see Bo Dallas in Japan. I think he would go over huge in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
That gold the shirt that he wears.
Oh, that jacket was great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
That was something else.
So, yeah, they all get ejected from ringside after Matt Hardy was just destroying
the entire Mr.
Rush.
So what I liked about the first hour or so of Raw was the two of the three matches, they gave plenty of time.
Yeah, they did.
And I was really happy about that and hopeful that they would follow suit for the rest of the show.
And then even the Jeff Hardy versus Miz finish was fairly clean.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Miz, he reversed the twist of fate, I think, and then into a
skull-crushing
finale.
Yeah, after Miz is on the mat, Jeff goes up for a swanton. Maurice reaches in and kind of shakes Miz's hand to kind of wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
He rolls out of the way.
Yeah.
And then, gets the win.
How much do you love Cena putting over Miz during his promo?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah.
He says, that dude is scratched and clawed. Man, that's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
What is he? He just beat the record. He's like the fourth longest reigning.
Yeah, I think if you hold it for 9 more days, he'll pass Honky Tonk Man.
He's not that far away from top.
Is Pedro Morales first?
Yeah, and it's like 600 something. So
that's for total combined days.
He'll get it, man. He's going to be, because you know how Vince likes his guys, history, especially the Miz, who's such a company guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants his guys to be top. He'll get it too, man. He's so good. He's like best Intercontinental Champion. Somebody in chat, Alex C, said Steve sees Bo as New Japan guy, but not Rusev. Yes, I do. Absolutely. I do
no,
see that.
No, Rusev's a New Japan guy.
Who's more of a New Japan guy? Who would go over bigger in New Japan? Rusev or Bo Dallas? I say Bo Dallas.
No, Rusev.
Don Morocco?
It says here...
100 days away from Don Morocco.
I mean, Miz is even on this.
What is that? That was Wikipedia, man. That's not even right. That's not real.
Anyways, continue.
Anyways. Let's see here. Next up was... Oh, Kurt Angle. Nia Jax is one of those characters that really just needs bullet points, man.
Oh, wow. And sorry. They only have Miz at 4 range on Wikipedia. Someone needs to update this.
That's weird. Why haven't they done that yet? Usually, like, everybody updates
Wikipedia.
He's on
Wikipedia. 7, isn't he? Is it 7th reign?
Something like that.
Anyway, sorry.
445 days, I think.
Sorry to interrupt.
Nia Jax shows up, talks to Kurt Angle about the current women's situation.
Because it's advertised that Alexa and Sasha will be having a match at No Mercy, not
she
Nia.
She wants in on that.
And Alexa.
The dialogue that whoever's writing Nia's dialogue really needs to take some classes or something. It's not good. It's not good.
Because she's so good in the ring when she's trash talking, doing character stuff. She's really good.
I know. Give her bullet points. Let her say. And on top of that, she needs to be straight to the point. The fewer words, the better. That works. That would work for her. And then people can watch her because she's going to be on Total Divas, I think.
Yeah.
People can watch her there for like, you know, behind the scenes character stuff if
yeah.
they're going to go that route. But, like, you know, she's like, when I held that title, I felt the entire women's division trembling. What? Who wrote that? That's terrible dialogue.
Yeah,
that is
not
good. I mean, they're just overwriting that crap.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Unless that's her character, is to use a lot of florid language.
Well, if you're going to have that
then
character.
Have David Milch write it.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine her, that poor girl, trying to recite David Milch dialogue? Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know who I could trust with that dialogue in the WWE. Cena, maybe.
Yeah, Cena.
I could hear Cena in Deadwood.
Miz.
Oh yeah, the Miz would be good at
Miz
that.
Miz would be good. Oh, Samoa Joe.
Oh my gosh. Could you imagine Samoa Joe reciting David Miz's
lines? Oh my
lines?
Gosh, that'd be great.
Oh man, that would be fantastic. Doing one of those soliloquies.
Yeah. Monologues.
Monologues. Swearingen and the Chief.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
That'd be something else. Anyways, Emma walks in again saying that she started the women's revolution.
I started the women's revolution.
And so Kurt Angle made a match. Nia, Jax, and Emma would team up to take on Sasha and Alexa Bliss. If Nia and Emma won, they would be put into the Raw Women's title match at No Mercy, making it a fatal four-way.
Correct, Mundo.
So that match is going to happen later tonight.
Right.
Next, Enzo. He came out and just talked.
Yeah.
Talked.
You know, hey,
and talked.
Yeah, I know.
And talked.
But you have to kind of appreciate that. They're really playing up this idea that Enzo can't hang.
No, I...
He's doing what he can do.
I appreciate that, but he doesn't have to talk for 10 minutes before that happens.
And also, they should not have had just a straight-up rematch from something we already saw. Because it was on 205 Live. They did. Yeah, it was,
and then
it was
Raw,
the main event.
Yeah. Raw or the night before, I think. This is the third time they've had this tag match.
It was 3-on-3 before. It wasn't just him and Cedric. Maybe you're right about
yeah.
that. Maybe you're right about that. Yeah, I don't need to see this again. I don't need to see this again. Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Because the first one, he did the really sloppy finish. The second one, he actually...
Maybe it was, No. Sorry. The first time, it was just Enzo versus Noam Dar one-on-one.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's right.
Sorry,
okay.
This is the rematch in tag.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know, but it still applies. We've already seen it on 205
yes.
Live. We didn't need to see it again. Even though I like the chemistry between Enzo Graham Metalik and Cedric Alexander, and in a way, it set up the... What Neville talked about.
Announced later on.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. Enzo once again picked up the victory, but once again in
dirty tactics.
He poked Drew Gulak in the eyeballs and then got the roll up.
No, he hit defeat.
Oh, he hit his finish. I like Gulak at the end, though. He was like,
I can't see.
That was awesome. Tony Nese expressing some concern. It was fantastic. So I don't know, man. I mean,
it's like narratively, I like the story.
Yeah.
He just talks too much.
He talks way too much. But, dude, that's what people come alive for that.
I guess so.
People want to hear that. You don't. I don't. Our patrons in chat don't. A lot of people do, though.
Yeah.
I don't tell you, man. I mean, I was thinking about it. I mean, you know, WWE, I think they understand they've got a character who is probably one of the most well-developed characters on the roster. And people pop for him, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You know? So, I don't know. I think you and I are just very concerned that... See, my thing that I like about it that they're doing with all the cheating stuff is that at least when he fights Neville, we know they're not going to go the route of, oh, Enzo's going to win clean.
Yeah.
You know, if he's going to win, it's going to be using that tactics. He's going to be using tactics.
I mean, Neville has employed before. I assume that would be the case, yeah.
And so, I don't know. I'm glad at the very least they're not bringing him in as like a guy who's squashing competition.
Oh, yeah.
They're not doing that.
No, I know. I appreciate that. He just talks too much.
Yeah.
Next, we had Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss backstage talking about how they were going to be tag team partners later on the evening and about how they need to coexist so they can keep the No Mercy match for the Raw Women's title one-on-one.
No Mercy.
Because neither of them wanted to make it a four-way because it decreases their chances of winning.
Yeah. Yeah. So you see Sasha? She had a little bit of fire there, dude.
Mm-hmm. She was getting up in Alexa Bliss's face.
You think she was like... I wonder if they had her in the doghouse.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
After her Sam Roberts podcast appearance.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you can always tell when people bring it a little bit more. Oh, were they just being punished? We saw Baron Corbin lately.
Yeah.
You know, bringing it a little bit more. So she started like getting in Alexa Bliss's face all dramatically and stuff. It's like, oh, look at that. You're showing a little bit of fire, even though you're about to eat a pin, I think. Didn't Emma go over? Emma went over.
Yeah, yeah.
But was it on Sasha or Alexa? It was on Sasha?
Yeah.
Ooh. Rough.
Next, Finn Balor came out, dropped a promo.
Yeah, I fell asleep during this, dude.
Especially when Bray Wyatt showed up in the Titantron.
Yeah, and then Bray was even like mumbling even more than usual.
I know. I can't turn my TV up that loud. I saw him looking at his hands.
Demon just running away, man.
But I don't know what he said.
Run away, man. People get them. The demon man.
So it's going to be them fighting at No Mercy, not Demon Balor, and Finn's going to lose.
Isn't it, or Finn's lips really red?
I didn't notice.
They look very red. I don't know why.
Maybe they're chapped. I don't know. Maybe he was at Bola with us. My lips have felt chapped ever since that day, since I got dehydrated.
That only happens to me when it's like super warm inside, but then you go outside, it's super cold, and then your lips get all red and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it was cold out there. I don't know.
It was still hot outside. We left.
No, I mean, I'm talking about Finn.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah,
They're in Omaha. I don't know what the weather's like back there. I assume everywhere is hot.
Yeah, because it's hot up here, and then I went down to L.A. It's
hot there.
Horribly hot.
Yeah, it's hot everywhere.
Yeah.
So this program's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Finn really needs to do something else.
Yeah, man. It's a bummer. It's an absolute bummer. Remember when we were like, man, they're pushing him to the moon. He was like the coolest thing ever.
Well, he still is. Seems like a cool guy.
He's still the coolest thing. But man, are they ever going to? I mean, I understand right now. Where was Joe? Oh, Joe's injured.
Yeah, he's hurt.
I understand right now the Universal Championship is for monsters. I totally get that. And if he was on SmackDown, maybe things would be different.
Why not have a program between him and The Miz?
Yeah, I know.
That's perfect.
I know. It is perfect.
And there's enough there that they can do that for 3 months and keep it interesting.
I know. Why don't they do interesting things, man?
I don't know. Sometimes, often, actually, I wish they would.
Yeah, me too. Most of the time. Next up, we had that tag match in the women's division, Alexa Bliss and Sasha Banks versus Emma and Nia Jax.
Sasha and Alexa were actually working well together as a team. It was Emma and Nia Jax that had some dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
There's twice where Emma tagged herself in.
Yeah.
Including the end when Nia hits a leg drop on Sasha, Emma tags herself in, gets the pin.
Yes. That was very clever of Emma. Emma, once again, has new theme music, even different from last week.
And
now
she lost her the posing she does at the top of the ramp.
I'm glad about that. And her music, while not as good as her original music.
Yeah, if she kept that, then she would have to keep the posing, too.
Yeah, exactly. But
the posing always seemed self-conscious, which made me laugh.
Yeah, I know. Me, too.
That's the best part of her entrance.
I know, because it's just, and then she would get in the ring and do it. She would do it twice, top of stage and in the ring.
No, it was always great.
But it only worked with the dun, dun, dun. It only worked with the, you can't do it otherwise. But they changed the theme music, and she dropped that. Yeah. I thought two positive changes.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with all that. She needs a change. I just don't want to be a change for the worse.
Next, Braun Strowman interview. Braun's great.
His mic skills have I mean, it's been kind of cool. They haven't exposed, like, his the fact that he's kind of green on the mic.
They've managed to book him in totality to mask whatever potential weaknesses he has.
They have brought his mic time up to, like, commensurate with his ability to speak on the mic. Who thought? That's actually a pretty good idea.
Actually letting people develop skills.
And when he talked last night, I was he talked for a little while, and I was impressed.
It was good.
It was really good. Although, tell him to talk into the camera. Because both him and the Big Show, when each of them cut their interview promos, they were doing this.
Well, Vince doesn't like it when people talk to camera.
But he lets Jinder do it. It's effective.
It is.
Do you think Vince didn't know that they had Jinder do that? Why is he talking to the camera? Downline, there was that goofy time that DDP was like, Undertaker!
Yeah.
That was so weird, like he's a ghost. Anyways.
Good interview from Strowman, setting up the match.
No, oh,
the cage match, main
event. Fantastic main event.
Next, the club, who got jobber entrances, took on Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. For some reason,
Carl Anderson.
Sheamus and Cesaro just moseyed on down the ring and got into the ring and confronted the club.
Yeah.
Cesaro started taking off his jacket.
Yeah.
But anyway, they just lingered on the outside during this match.
That was weird. Doc Gallows.
I mean, this is a decent match, but there was no drama because you knew the club wasn't winning.
Yeah, I know. You knew, hey, dude, you knew not only was the club not going to win, Sheamus and Cesaro was going to beat them up afterwards.
Pretty much.
Like, they were just ragdolls.
Yeah, Sheamus and Cesaro got involved or tried to get involved in the match. It was enough of a kind of a distraction to allow Seth Rollins to pin Carl Anderson for the win.
Carl Anderson.
And then, yeah, afterwards, Sheamus and Cesaro in the club brawl.
Sheamus
and Cesaro get the upper hand.
Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows, and Luke Gallows, they were clad in black as usual, but with black trim and prints on their...
Yeah.
A little oddball. I mean, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
A little oddball, though, right?
No.
A little oddball.
I don't think so.
Can't really see what's going on.
I mean, that's not the point.
What's the point?
There's a difference in fabric, so you can see there's a difference.
Yeah, you can see there's
like
a difference.
Like the logo stuff is shiny, whereas the actual gear
really
is matte.
You can't really see it, though.
I mean, that's the point.
But you want
a hint of branding, but not all of it. I mean, that's the point, Steve.
Okay, it could be. That's why I like asking you these questions, because I don't know.
This could be the point.
Wallet Club. Yeah. Carl Anderson.
Doc Gallows. Wallet Club.
Prince Devitt.
Next, Enzo, Grand Metalik, and Cedric Alexander backstage.
Oh.
Neville comes in and says, three of you are in a fatal five-way match
today
at 205
Live.
Today I'm
the bearer of good news. I was talking to Kurt Angle.
I like that he's really, 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 really being melodramatic.
He is.
Now.
It's fantastic.
It's so good.
But
it's
not, Neville,
super
man.
Melodramatic, but never feels completely over the top.
I know. He's so good. Man, he's so good. I really wish they'd give that Cruiserweight Championship a black strap, though. Because the purple looks like... a toy?
Yeah, it does.
It looks like when I was a kid, I used to have an Optimus Prime kind of costume-ish thing. It was like kind of a backpack that would transform itself into armor.
That sounds familiar.
In the style of Optimus Prime. It was rad. But there was a purple aspect to it. I think it was like a shield, which I don't recall him ever using.
Yeah, he had a shield.
Did he have
a shield?
A shield
and a sword, man.
Was it purple?
No, there's nothing about him purple. It was red and blue.
Well, it was blue then, but it was this kind of a bluish that looked like the Cruiserweight. Anyways, the material looks like the same as the Cruiserweight title.
You mean plastic?
Yeah. Yeah, plastic.
So anyways, Neville says there's going to be a fatal five-way on 205 Live tonight, determine a new number one contender for the Cruiserweight Championship.
They're booking 205 Live like it's a fun wrestling or WSTW.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have time for promos right now, so we're going to do a
Neville,
number
you go
one contender
match. Neville, you go in there and say number one contender match tomorrow night on 205 Live.
Okay. Okay, I'll do it.
He does it, and it's great.
Yep.
Next, Charlie Caruso interviews a ref. This is the ref they got.
John Cone.
Oh, good. You got his name.
Yep.
He's the ref that got tossed from the ring.
Boy, that was scary.
During the previous Braun Strowman Big Show match.
Yeah.
Where the ring busted.
He talks about what happened. He said, tonight, I'm just going to stay out of the way. Because that's what a ref's supposed to do. He just literally said, I'm not going to do my job tonight.
Well, no, he just meant he wasn't going to. I think he wasn't going to hover around the perimeter of the ring.
Oh, yeah.
That's what got him in trouble last time.
Yeah. No, I like my refs like Michael Hayes, man. Shirtless and just getting involved with the whole thing.
Okay.
Throwing punches.
Physically involved.
Physically involved. Next up, we had the Big Show interview.
Well,
this dude looks like a slimmed down King Kong Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to the T.
Yeah.
I heard other people say that he looks like, or somebody else on Twitter said he looks like a white Rock, but big. Because Rock looks kind of goofy without any facial hair, too. You see him lately with his beard? He's got gray. He's looking like you, man. Salt and pepper. He looks good, dude. Anyways, Big Show looks kind of goofy without any facial hair.
I know. It's going to take a while to get used to.
Yeah. I don't know how long he's going to be. You know, Braun literally put him out to pasture last night.
Seemed that way.
But his promo was good. Big Show's promo was hot, dude. I think Big Show was really happy with Raw last night.
Yeah, and I think he's been really happy with his program with Strowman.
Mm-hmm.
Put on three fun matches.
I know.
And if Big Show enjoys the wrestling aspect of things, then this is a pretty good way to kind of, if not conclude one's career, start the end of it.
Yeah.
It's been really good.
It's good. Let's see here. That led to the actual match itself. Big Show versus Braun Strowman in a steel cage. They made a point before the match to show all the the ring crew.
Reinforcing. Double reinforcing.
Making
it
look, most of them just look really confused with what they're supposed to be doing with these extra steel rods.
I know.
And there's one guy you can just tell he's doing a lot of nothing, you know? He's like, okay, making sure this microphone here is reinforced. You're not doing anything. They're not doing anything.
They're making themselves look busy. Yeah. That's a skill unto itself.
Really.
Have you ever worked retail?
Oh, I know all about that, man. Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. No, I worked the cubicle customer service job.
Oh, yeah. You need to make yourself look busy.
Dude, I do just this face, man. It's just it's the form. It's the George Costanza thing, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, hold on. I'll bug you later.
Yeah. I started reading that Seinfeld book you got for me.
Oh, yeah.
It's good.
It's good stuff?
Yeah, I got about halfway through it just on the plane.
Nice. This was cool. We saw a top rope elbow from Big Show. I love that Booker T, the man back in WCW. By the way, in that episode I was watching of Raw for Going In Raw View, mm-hmm. the June 24th episode, 2002, Booker T was just absolutely a jewel,
mm-hmm.
a total jewel. He was the man.
He was the man. Still he is still the man. Is the man.
Anyway, he said, yeah, he made a point of saying 20 years ago, Big Show's finish was a top rope elbow.
Yeah.
And I love the drama Big Show put behind that top rope elbow. He was up there kind of skittish a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but he was bringing it back. I loved it.
Yeah,
it
was that
was great.
So he hits that. Later on, Strowman slams the door on Big Show's head as Big Show tries to escape the cage.
Right.
And then pretty much right after that, tables were turned. Big Show does the same to Braun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Big Show hits Braun with a choke slam, but then Braun kicks out.
Mm-hmm.
Braun hits a superplex, follows that up with a power slam, gets the win, drops a promo saying this is what Brock Lesnar can expect at No Mercy, and then he throws Big Show through the cage.
Yep. Yeah. Because he was done. He was about to leave. Then he drops that promo.
Besides.
Or no, he drops promo. He's about to leave. And he said, I told you I'm going to put you out to pasture.
And then power slams him through the cage.
Yeah.
It was pretty great.
It was fantastic.
Braun Strowman is awesome.
Another great episode of
Raw. There's good stuff, but there was a good hour of that.
I mean, when you kick off the show, here's my thing. Sometimes perception is everything. When you kick off the show with a fantastic match with John Cena and Jason Jordan, and then
you end
it with a fantastic, memorable match
that. Yeah, it's good. It's a good way to bookend the show, I agree.
Leaves you with a really good
But there was just some stuff that kind of dragged for me.
You know, every week is different for both of us. That's the thing.
You know what? I think 90% of it is what our disposition is.
Oh, it totally
going
is. Yeah,
into the show.
Because I was a bit like, you know, that trip from LA. Like the older we get, the longer it takes, man. I swear.
Oh, I know. I'm still trying to recover from it. I got back on Sunday.
Yeah, but you flew.
Yeah,
like I was in a car for 6 hours.
And, yeah,
you know, Lazy ain't driving. I was giving her shit about that. So I was tired, but like I was like at least I wasn't driving. So I just rolled up my couch in here, put on the PlayStation View, and was able to fast forward through commercials.
Yeah, I did that too.
I watched it, so that was good.
Good. You want to open the package?
Ooh. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo.
Your birthday's tomorrow.
Why would you have outed me like that? It is tomorrow. You know, this is the least. I don't care if you said that.
Well, I mean, on my birthday, you put on Twitter that that day was my birthday.
Oh, that's right.
We do that every year.
Yeah, we do. This is the, like, this year I'm feeling the least birthday-ish.
Really?
Like, usually I'm like, oh, cool, my birthday's around the corner. I literally forgot that it was tomorrow this morning. I was like, hey, wait a second, today's the 5th? That's near my birthday by a day. Wow.
Interesting. You open that first.
Nah, next year is going to be much bigger. I know yours was big this year.
Not really.
I'll be in that. Well, I mean, numerically speaking.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't really do anything for it.
This is from Mike. There is a note.
Note.
Dear Stephen Larson, screw you both. There's a bomb in here. Whoa. Just joking. I've been a longtime listener and a recent Patreon supporter. I love your guys' stuff, and your content has just made me a bigger and more informed wrestling fan. I'm currently planning on moving to Scotland in about a month for grad school, and I'm trying to lighten the load that I need to take with me when I move overseas. I've had these guys for a while and cannot think of a better home for them on your set. So I hope you enjoy your new additions. Have a good one, guys, and keep up the great work. Mike, a.k.a. Trapezoid Jr.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Let's see what Trapezoid Jr.
It's funny to have a ruler with a... Is that a like Apple TV remote taped to it?
That's right, I do. Because look at these things.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
Look at that. Do you know how many times we've lost these on our couches? Oh, no. Nice.
Oh, man.
So now we can have... Look at that. We got Kevin Owens. We got... This is a second Kevin Owens. I'm putting him on the...
There you go.
...set over there.
Bray
man.
Wyatt.
Hey, man. I'm bad, man.
Speak up, Bray.
Sorry, man.
Speak up.
Oh, look at this. Time for your reality check. I came here to chew bubble gum and I'm all out.
Woo!
This is awesome. You know why? Because I lost our Ric Flair one. I don't know what happened to it. So I'm going to put all these guys.
Oh, that's going to fall.
Nah, man. Look
Perhaps
at that.
Perhaps not. Good job.
Nah, man.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Put them all up on the daily set
so
over there.
This is. I already know what this is.
Very exciting.
This is Steve's birthday present to me.
Happy birthday to you. You're a Bullet Club Hunter.
I guess I have to accept that part of it. First.
That's great.
This is a good shirt.
Look at that shirt.
So Kata.
That's a Rainmaker shirt right there, man.
Kata.
Fantastic.
And then I got to...
Beautiful.
...suffer through this one.
Beautiful. Oh, that's amazing. You are now officially Bullet Club Hunter.
Myself.
You... Billy Gunn.
Yoshitatsu.
And possibly the Tempura Boys.
Yeah, could be.
But we don't know.
I'm not going to tell you what I got you until it shows up.
Ooh, okay. Sounds good. All right.
But thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I'm excited to wear this Okada shirt.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good shirt.
It is a good shirt. Let's answer some questions.
All right.
First, from Nemo, Braun versus Show 3 delivered like all their matches in the trilogy. What do you guys think is the best big man versus big man match ever?
Ever. I mean, how do you not give it to Undertaker versus Giant Gonzalez?
Ooh.
Best big man versus big man match.
I'm going to say Keith Lee versus Walter.
Oh, there you go. We just saw that. That
it was
just
good.
Took place. That was really good.
There were some heavy chops during that match.
Best ever?
Walter knows how to deliver a quality chop.
Oh, yeah, he does. Didn't Andre and Big John Studd have like a power slam match or some crap like that?
Yeah.
I'll say that. Probably isn't, though. A couple of big hosses fighting each other.
I'm going to say this. I think Braun Strowman versus Brock Lesnar will end up being the best.
I mean, it's hard to say that, in terms of multi-man matches, multi-hoss matches, that last one.
Oh, yeah.
Where Brock went through the table at SummerSlam a couple times.
That was good.
I mean, dude, it's hard to beat that. I mean, here's the thing. Big men these days are so much more versatile, much more athletic. Yeah. They can do stuff like that,
you know?
So I think we're coming upon a...
Golden age of hosses.
CM
Punk finds it insulting.
Yeah.
How would you book Braun Strowman winning the Universal Championship and then winning the IWGP Heavyweight Championship so that he holds them both at the same time? Well, WWE would have to buy New Japan or vice versa.
Yeah, probably not going to happen. I mean, I would love for it to happen. Not going to happen.
Unless it's like a CM Punk situation where he doesn't re-sign while holding the belt, goes to Japan, and then beats Okada for the IWGP Championship.
This is an interesting question here. CM Punk finds it insulting. What's the most Larson thing Steve has ever done? And what's the most Steve thing that Larson has ever done?
When have you been the most anxious?
Oh, wow. Oh, I guess Mania.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. For all my anxieties, like being around a bunch of people is not one of them.
Yeah, you don't freak out in situations where you would freak out in. Okay, here's the thing. I literally can't say. I know exactly what the most me thing you've ever done is. It happened on stage. I can't tell anybody what it was. It was amazing, though. That's all I can say.
Low-level writer Carlos Hackworth. Is this Nia Jax's time? I would really like to see her as champ. If Asuka's going to be coming to Raw, then no.
Oh, man. They need to get that day. She has not a lot. Nia Jax can win this. I think maybe they'll have her. They'll put it on her at what's this next pay-per-view?
No Mercy.
Yeah, No Mercy.
But then next
she needs
that.
To have a title.
Oh, I agree.
She's got to have it. But do you think they're going to have Asuka win the title in her first match?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what the rumors are saying.
I don't know, man.
They're just going to carry on the whole NXT storyline.
Let's see here.
Next.
King of Hostile Joshua the Dynamic Knight Martinez. How long till we see a Jason Jordan swerve?
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going to happen. I think as long as he puts on really, really fun matches in the ring, I think they're going to roll with him being a face. I really do, because that's the one thing they have going for him.
Yeah, he just needs a character. That's all it really is.
He needs a character. You can effectively kick off a character with a strong story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought that's what they were going to do with him with this whole Kurt Angle thing, and they just haven't.
I know. They just kind of use that as a reason to bring him over to Raw.
Yeah.
James Rodriguez, with Enzo using dirty tactics to win, do you think he will eventually turn to a heel, or are they just trying to make him a lovable but dirty player like Eddie Guerrero?
I think they're using it partially for story. I think in an effective way, because everybody knows he's not able to hang with the cruiserweights, and so that's, you know, I'm fine with that. I like that.
Yeah.
Just have him talk a little less. Adam Fella. A lot of people think Big Show.
Well.
I almost said Big. Should have retired long ago. Do you guys think that, or do you think he has always been a good part of the Raw puzzle?
I think last night is a testament to his love of the industry, love of wrestling still, and what he can still contribute.
It's not on him that he hasn't been used terribly effectively over the past five years.
It's not his fault that he's had more face heel turns than anybody else ever.
Yeah.
That's not his fault.
Oh, Drew Q. Power rank biggest big dogs in the WWE. I don't know, man. I don't even want to start going there.
No.
There's plenty of shoot. I think there was like a shoot video. One of those, it was like an RF video, I forget. Where, who was it? Maybe it was it? Oh, I think it was Missy Hyatt. She does power rankings for like the biggest dongs from like, you know, the 90s WCW anyways.
Yeah. Nate Morris, what do you guys think about Sasha Banks' interview with Sam Roberts shooting on her short title reigns and such? Do you think she's really fed up or doing it for an angle? She also apparently removed all WWE from her Twitter bio. I guess mentions WWE. Both her and Seth were pretty candid about frustrations.
Yeah.
The story about why Seth had to add Burn It Down to his theme song is really funny.
You know, dude.
Just Vince apparently one day didn't like the pause.
Yeah.
That's not the right one.
Yeah, that's like...
Is it? Oh, I got the check mark. Okay.
Yeah, check mark.
Vince didn't like the pause in Seth's song, and so he wanted something in there to fill it. Just one day, after 3 years of Seth using that song.
Yeah. I mean,
I would, you know, and Sasha spoke a lot about how there's a lack of vision, a long-term planning, and I would suspect as a wrestler, that would be frustrating. You want to know there's a direction for your character.
Well, especially after, I mean, you see how inspired people come off in NXT because they've got plan and vision and all that stuff. And then they get to main roster and it's like this Bobby Roode situation.
I know.
Who the hell is he supposed to be now?
A face, apparently.
Smiling face guy? Give me a break.
I know.
He was cunning businessman.
I know.
You know?
Tactical strategist in ring. And now he's just happy. Well, why is he happy? He lost the NXT title. He shouldn't be happy. I mean, if it's a facade, cool.
Yeah.
At least that's a story. But if he's just a boring, smiling face, that's a waste of a really good talent who can do interesting character work.
Yeah.
Dom the Man Hilberg. Power rank Big Show's defining career moments. Monster Truck.
Oh, yeah. Monster. Yeah. Didn't he get like thrown off into the Detroit River of some sort?
And then he won the title later that night, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's number one, is debuting at pay-per-view and winning the title off of Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Didn't he kick out of a leg drop, too, at some point?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there was that part. His St. Valentine's Day Massacre
debut. He came up from under the ring.
That was rad. That was really cool.
Kevin Nash accidentally almost broke his neck, but the Giant didn't break his neck.
Hey, those guys had some fun. That was a fun feud between those guys.
And there was a time when Kevin Nash actually got him up for a powerbomb.
I know. I like the time when he sumo wrestled Aki Bono. Yeah, I'm joking.
Do you remember that stretch where
he looked ridiculous?
He wasn't at WrestleMania. He showed up at the WWE's network or WWE's restaurant in New York.
Yeah,
instead of being at WrestleMania,
he looked so dejected.
I know.
You did not want to be there.
Alex C says his fight with Mayweather.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Another one from CM Punk finds an insulting. He's got good questions. What move, a move that he could actually do, should Braun Strowman add to his moveset? He said he'd add the cannonball. Man, I don't know if he'd be able to do that.
Wait, say what? Sorry.
What move should Braun add to his moveset? Does he do a powerbomb these days? Every big man should have a powerbomb.
Yeah, everybody. I think everybody should have a
powerbomb. Everybody really should have some sort
of powerbomb. What if Braun did a super kick?
Oh, that'd be good.
Everybody should do a super kick.
How about a Hunan Kanrana?
There you go.
A 450 splash.
Frankensteiner.
There you go.
Top rope.
A burning angel.
Good question. James the Freak Phillips. Power rank most impressed. Sorry, improved wrestlers in the past year. Baron Corbin.
Yeah, he's number five.
Braun's number one.
Braun's number one. Yeah, sure. Braun. I mean, over the past year, Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
Give it to her.
Braun, Alexa.
Yeah.
Corbin. We need two more.
Jinder.
Mm-hmm.
Has he really improved in the ring?
I think, honestly,
he's improved his overall.
Yeah.
You know.
His presence.
Yeah.
He carries himself like a champion.
Yeah, he does. He really does.
So he'll be four.
Yeah.
We need number three.
Number three. Juice Robinson.
Okay, that's good. That's a good answer. One more question, then we got Kayfabe Corner to do.
Uno mas.
This is good. Robert Campbell, power rank your top five steel cage moments.
Top five steel cage moments.
Oh, Kurt Angle doing a moonsault off the top of the cage.
The Freebirds turning on the Von Erichs.
I just love that.
I do. How is that not a top five moment?
I'm not saying it's not.
Kind of should be top one.
No.
What did you say?
Kurt Angle doing the moonsault off the top of the cage.
Oh, man, yeah.
That was awesome.
Elix Skipper.
Oh, yeah.
And the TNA weird cage thing that he did. God, that was crazy.
And he ran across the top of it.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Golly. And then he did like a Hunikan Rana or something.
Samoa Joe versus Jay Briscoe when Jay Briscoe's bleeding all over the place.
Hey, it was just a lot of blood. Didn't Edge and Ric Flair have a cage? Was that a cage match?
Ladder match.
Oh, that was a ladder match. Yeah. That was a ladder match. Okay.
I mean, you can always say Snuka doing the splash off the top of the cage on Don Morocco. And that's pretty legendary.
Cody was that in San Francisco?
Oh, the APW
show. APW
show?
Oh, my gosh. A lot of great cage moments.
We consider Hell in a Cell. Would that qualify? That's cage.
It is a cage. Yeah.
Mankind.
End of an era.
All right. Are you ready for the greatest pro wrestling trivia challenge there is.
Yeah, why not?
You're going to do well this week. Don't worry.
We got to find a new gig.
What?
We got to find a new Kayfabe Corner. We got to find a replacement for Kayfabe Corner. Oh, man, they got an Ultimate Warrior one of these?
Is this becoming too much of a chore?
No, I don't know.
Up for vote was Andre the Giant and Whale. The Big Show won.
I hope one of your trivia questions is, was the Big Show Andre's son? And the answer is yes.
Well, kayfabe, yes.
Yes, that's all that matters.
But no, it's not.
All right, this is Kayfabe Corner. Everything is kayfabe.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, Sly Scraper.
Sly Scraper? Oh, God, that's really dumb, but it could be real. I'm going to say real.
Yeah. Okay. Two, Brick Hughes.
Brick Hughes fake.
Yeah. Three, Don Power.
Oh, great name. I'm going to say real.
Fake.
Okay.
Four, Knuckles Nelson.
Oh, good name. Real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Five, Johnny Paradise.
That's a great name. Real.
Yeah. It's one of Johnny Swinger's aliases.
Oh, there you go.
Six, Cousin Otter.
Cousin Otter fake.
Real.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a really good name.
Seven, Two-Ton Harley.
Two-Ton Harley fake.
Yeah. Next, Todd Morton.
Fake.
Real.
Ah, damn it.
Next, Victor Portola.
That's a great name. God, I don't know if you're smart enough to make that up. I'm going to give you credit. Fake.
Yeah.
Okay, good job. That's a really good name.
Next.
Victor Portola. That's a great name.
Next, Tombstone.
Fake.
Real.
Ah, okay.
Lenny Stratton.
Fake.
Yeah. Cobain.
Spell it.
K-O-B-A-I-N.
Real.
Yeah.
Okay.
What'd you do? Nine?
I have eight.
Oh, that's good. Two trivia questions. Are you ready?
Okay.
You'll probably get one of these.
All right.
What was the Big Show's first nickname when he arrived in WWF?
Oh, man. The Big Nasty.
Yep.
Yeah! I'm at good nine, job. Baby.
In what year did Big Show shave his head?
Oh, man. I'm going to say it was 2004.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah! I got 10, including both trivia questions, baby!
Good job.
Nice. Well done, me. I knew I had some frame reference because he's got hair in the 2002 episode of Raw.
Yeah.
Good.
Do you know who cut his hair off? Kurt Angle.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right on. Look at that. Alex C. wrong, Milk Queen wrong,
Alto Dummy Ray right, wrong. Though.
Alto is
so
correct.
So is Julian Morris.
Well done, people. They're practicing for
chat trivia.
Did anybody get the Big Nasty?
Oh, I didn't notice. No, I don't think so.
Look at that. I know more than all of you people. Anyway. Good showing me.
Yeah, good job.
And thank you all for watching. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.